Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. The Scarlet Knights are 0-4 in conference play and 2-5 overall. Rutgers visits Minnesota on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we're 0-4 in conference play. Disappointed in the outcome of last Saturday's game. Had five turnovers that really was the difference in the game. And we have to do a better job with ball security. But you know, we continue to work hard, and we'll continue to build on the positive things that we did in that game. Continue to try to correct the mistakes that continue to shoot us in the foot. We're excited to go play a very good Minnesota team in Minneapolis and continue to try to get better. With that, go ahead and open up for questions.
Thanks, Coach. That's what we'll do.
To ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts. We'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ron Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris. Sorry, I missed your opening statement there, so I don't know if you mentioned it, but Gio's performance practice today, anything, any takeaways before you watch the film of how Gio looked in his first practice since being named the starter?
Same as he always has, but until I watched the film, really hard to make too many comments about it, but I thought he went out and led the offense, executed the calls, made good decisions, threw the ball well at times. He's got to continue to work on being consistent, but I like his personality, his energy, and leadership that he brings to the offense.
And then we didn't ask you to clarify this yesterday, but will Laviano be the number two quarterback, or is that something that'll be decided during the week?
That'll be decided during the week. It's still open.
Thank you.
Again, if you have your question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Garrett Stipian, scouts.com.
Hey, Chris. Just going back to Saturday against Illinois, it seemed like you got a lot more production in the pass game out of your receivers. What's gone into the work with the receiver group to, get better production maybe in the pass game?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the style of defense that we faced. We weren't facing Ohio State's press corners. We weren't facing Michigan's press corners. We were playing corners that pressed and played some off, and we took advantage of it. Obviously, we're playing some corners, too, that probably weren't, as skilled as Ohio State's and Michigan's, and that allowed us to do some things that we had not been able to do the last couple of weeks. It's really as simple as that.
And then going off that, what have you seen out of Minnesota's secondary so far?
Oh, they're good secondary. They play a lot of press. They play tight coverage. They're physical. They're always around the ball. They challenge routes. They do a lot of things that we want to try to do here with our secondary. And they've been been playing their tight quarters coverage and press technique for quite a while. And I think they do an outstanding job with it.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.